some disappointing news first of all, James. You've injured your knee, and your professional debut's had to be put back a wee while.
Yeah, it's going to be put back. I think maybe in 8 weeks' time, as I've tore my LCL and I've strained my cruciate ligament in my knee, and unfortunately I had to pull out.
This just happened in training.
And
so, it's not your first injury setback, because you had to withdraw from the Amateur World Championships in Las Vegas back in July. Suppose that comes with the territory, these kind of injuries.
You got the ups and downs, you know what I mean? I went in and whipped some guy in Vegas and then get touched, and it was a pretty high moment, and he's one of the better guys in the division. And then the next day, then you're out with an injury. Do you know what I mean? You just got to take the ups and the downs and work on what's able to be worked on and forget about what's not.
Yeah. Just on that Vegas trip, you were out there with Conor McGregor's camp, who you've been training with for quite a while now. There was so much hype and excitement about that back here, and you know, so many people travel over to be out there. What was it like to be at the centre of all that?
It was pretty amazing to be a part of the camp and the training and stuff, and I'm so happy and grateful that my teammates was able, you know, being surrounded by all my teammates, and Conor brought me out and stuff, and staying in his mansion in Las Vegas and stuff. But when we were there, it was like, that's when I came back, and there was a lot of hype, but there was a lot of hype there as well, but we just distanced ourselves away from everything and just focused on us and our training, know what I mean? We're not going to care what other people, know what I mean? It's so great having the support and stuff, but there's a lot of people there that are not so supportive and saying other things and whatever. We just try to distance ourselves from a lot of that and just focus on us and our training and improving us as fighters.
And you spar with Conor sometimes, don't you?
Yeah, we've been training now together for about 5 years. So it is, I mean, train together pretty much every day when he's home and when I'm in SPG in Dublin.
Yeah. Just sticking with him, and what's he like himself? Because he's got such a magnetic personality, you know, as a star that we know him on TV, but you know him like away from the cameras, what he's like day in, day out. What kind of guy is he?
The same as you see in cameras.
Just like that?
Just like that. It's no different. Everyone's all like, he's cocky, he's this and that. If you seen money coming into your bank account like that, after knocking someone out within two rounds for a world title, it's hard not to be pretty cocky after that.
And that's the end goal for you, is it, ultimately?
100%. So it isn't going to go on. I only won the world title.
We're expecting that he'll be fighting Jose Aldo for the undisputed title in December in the States. Will you be over for that?
Of course. I'm not going to miss that. Do you know what I mean? It's my teammates fighting for a world title, and I can't miss something like this.
For an 18-year-old... James, it seems like you've already enjoyed some really surreal adventures. You've just got back from the Middle East. You're over your coach, John Kavanagh, as a guest of the Prince of Bahrain. Tell me about that. How'd that all come about?
It was literally just after, it wasn't too long after Vegas. My arm was sore, so I wasn't like training at it. I was getting that fixed up. And then John texts me one day and he's all, send me your passport picture. I was like, well, what does he want my passport picture for? Or whatever. And then so it was alright, sent him out. Didn't hear nothing back. And then he texts me, he's all, are you free in the States? We're going to Bahrain to meet the Prince. It's like, alright. And then they send a note, we're in this big luxury hotel in Bahrain, and it's unbelievable over there the way we're getting treated and room service and whatever. I mean, it was pretty surreal to
living the life of royalty for a while. So are you going to join up with his MMA team? Is that what it was all about?
Yeah, so the Prince wants to he looked around and he wants to create his own MMA team for Bahrain and under his name. So he looked around and he wanted to pick the best kind of guys that he could get. And he seen me fight in Las Vegas, me and my teammate Franz Malambo. He seen us fight in Las Vegas. So we rang John and he wanted to sign us up to his team. He is like just now my boss, pretty much, is the easy way to explain it.
Yeah.
But I'm with SPG. John Kavanagh is my coach and always will be with my coach and stuff, but I'm just representing the Prince.
Yeah, I just wanted to come to John Kavanagh next, actually. He's kind of the godfather of mixed martial arts in Ireland, being behind the rise of Conor McGregor, Cathal Pendred, and the sport as a whole, probably, in Ireland. Yeah. He's obviously one of these very special mentors that come along in sport every so often, but like Joe Schmidt, Billy Walsh, Jim McGuinness, these kind of guys. What's it like working under him?
Yeah, he's very unique in the way he coaches. It's like, well, nothing that I've ever seen before and stuff, and I've done a lot of sports and I was like growing up and played Gaelic and football and cricket, whatever. But there's something different. It's like he gives you the ideas, but you have to go and finish the puzzle. Do you know what I mean? He'll start it off for you, but you have to go and finish it and find your own way. Do you know what I mean? So he gives you he feeds you a little bit, but you have to find the way to finish it and get your own route to it. And it's very nice. That's why the guys, like, if you look at everyone on our team, like, some of this guy could be a striker, this guy could be a wrestler, this guy could be a jiu-jitsu guy. Everyone has their own, like, kind of way to do things. Where if you look at some of the other big teams, you go, oh, who's the guy you're fighting? He's from this club. All right, I know exactly what he's going to do, because everyone in that club fights the same, do you know what I mean? Because they've got their set ways and their set. Where we go and we have, there's no set ways, you do what you like.
I know you find yourself actually hanging out with Arnold Schwarzenegger for a while too, in the middle of all this.
So it is. We went to UFC, I think it was UFC 187, but we went to that UFC event, and Arnie just happened to be in town, and then the next day then he called out to the McMansion and had a cup of coffee with him and chilling out with him for a few hours. It was pretty surreal to meet Arnie. And it was like nothing what I expected. Like, I was expecting, like, do you know what I mean? It's Arnie. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? He walked in and he speaks to him and he's like, what's up? You know what I mean? You're like looking at him like it's like Arnie Schwarzenegger.
And bizarre, like, I'm sure.
It was weird. So it was, but he's such a cool guy, and it was very, like, motivating to meet him and inspiring.
Mm-hmm. It can't be all show business, though. What does your typical day training and working consist of?
When I'm in Dublin training for fights, I wake up in the morning. Well, not really in the morning. I don't like waking up early. But I wake up, and I wake up, get something to eat, I go to the gym, and I'm there until the gym closes. So that's my schedule. I train, you know what I mean, stop and have some food in the gym. I don't leave. I'm always talking about it and talking about training, and I just love to be in the gym all day. Do you know what I mean? And try and just surround myself by people that are desiring to be world champions as well. Do you know what I mean? There's no point if you're going to, like, surround yourself by the people that are not desiring to be the best in the world or the best at whatever they do. Mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's someone that wants to be the best bowler in the world or the best painter in the world, but if they want to be the best in the world at what they're doing, they have the same mentality. Doesn't matter what you do, they have the same mentality, and you need to surround yourself by them kind of people to become the best in the world.
Brilliant. Well, this is the start of probably quite an adventure you're on. Prediction time, where's it going to end?
It's going to be, Ben, I'm going to be, the predict where it's going to end is I'm going to be the best in the world, and I'll end it at that.
The UFC, that's where you're hoping
UFC,
to end up.
I'm going to be UFC world champion. So it is, and then I'll retire and live a happy life. But until then, I'm going to keep working hard and make everyone sees the, you know what I mean, the lifestyle part, like going to Las Vegas, and we're going to Las Vegas, they work. Do you know what I mean? We're going to Las Vegas, train hard and be at the gym every day. Do you know what I mean? Putting in that work. Do you know what I mean? Most people don't see. So it is, but it doesn't matter what other people think. We're there putting in the work. I know I'm putting in the work. I'm going to become the best in the world, and I know that. So what other people think doesn't really matter.
Brilliant. James Keller, thanks very much.
No worries. Thanks very much for having me.